Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Picture this, you're at home, you've got the day off, and you thought you'd catch up on those household chores. Well, the sooner you get them done, the sooner you can sit down and relax. The most efficient way to achieve this is, of course, to start multitasking, which made me think, off you go, but you save your emails until you're relaxing in front of the TV. So in reality, you never do really stop. So the question I want to ask to you, Joy Drive listeners, is multitasking the best way to get things done? And what happens as we age and we might find that multitasking becomes more difficult to perform? Well, Peter Wilson is a professor of developmental psychology at Australian Catholic University and joins me this afternoon. Peter, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, Con. Pleasure to be here.
Now, Peter, when we multitask, are we achieving the same outcome for each of those tasks that we should have had done, or should we just do them one at a time?
I guess the answer depends, Con, on what the task is and how practiced you are with the tasks. I think if I use the example of driving while perhaps talking to a passenger in the other seat, if you're a novice, the sheer act of just driving takes a lot of your processing resources up. So that, you know, particularly if you're learning a manual car like you did in my day, where you had to, you know, time the clutch and the gear stick and all these things which are not proceduralized, they're very clunky when you're first learning them, and you devote a lot of brain power just to that, to the point where you simply cannot, you know, hold a conversation or do anything else but drive. But when you get more practiced, more experienced, those sorts of tasks become more streamlined, more automatic, and by definition, you've got more resources, more brain power to do a second task at the same time. So we can start to talk to the passenger. We can start to play around with the radio dial. Or indeed, some people, you know, of course, talk hands-free on their mobile phones as well.
Yeah, that was a classic example I was out to you. So you jumped the gun because I was thinking that this is something that we do a lot of, and I do it too, where you think, well, I'm on the road. I've got a moment to catch up on that phone call that I didn't get a chance to make earlier. And sure enough, your mind is then going down this sort of road of travel, but also this conversation you're having with somebody. I think the question then begs, are we born with an ability to multitask, or is that a skill we just develop over time?
I think it's something in evolutionary time that we've become more equipped to do as the cortex has got bigger and thickened up, particularly prefrontal cortex. That's one side of the brain that is particularly important for dual tasking or multitasking, and being able to do things simultaneously or indeed switching between two different tasks or more tasks in some case. So it has changed over time, evolutionary time. So that's, we're talking a long time, millions of years. But, and I guess developmentally, it also is a capacity that improves as well over childhood into adolescence and then into early adulthood. As again, the brain gets more developed, again, the cortex is getting more differentiated, it's getting thicker. The corpus callosum, which is this structure, this white matter structure, a superhighway that connects the two hemispheres, gets bigger and more complex. And that enables us to juggle more than one task at a time more efficiently.
We're chatting with Peter Wilson, Professor of Developmental Psychology at the Australian Catholic University, about multitasking and how your mind works. Now, you touch upon something that often I sort of think about is getting older and finding it possibly a little bit more difficult to multitask, or we sort of are in a place where you've mentioned that we could sort of, our brain has, I don't know, trained itself where we can do that. Is that the take you have from what you've looked at?
I think with age, the answer would be that it's different. Tasks are done somewhat differently. I mean, the lab research suggests that as you enter older adulthood, some of your dual task capacities drop in proficiency, you might say. There's probably no polite way of saying it, but that's the reality.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you're walking, and some of the experiments have been done on flat walking or walking on treadmill or other forms of walking while doing a second cognitive task at the same time, for example, you might be subtracting backwards in sevens. You know, you're given a number and you've got to subtract backwards. It's quite a complex task in itself, but you're doing that while walking or doing some other cognitive task. What you tend to see with older adults is that the rhythmicity of the walking, of the walk, or the fluidity tends to be, well, not as stable, the rhythm of the walk or the cadence, as younger adults. Mm. And older adults may well, shorten their stride and also actually slow down their walk when they're doing the dual task. But I think it's really what it boils down to is a different way of doing the task. And what that might enable is more time to process other information as you're walking. So by slowing down, for example, you've got more time to attend and to react to other things. So it's a different way of doing it, and it's probably adaptive in a sense for old adults to do that.
Now, one thing that's affected our community is HOV, how it's had a devastating impact on our community, and there are many living with a condition known as HAND, or HIV, neurocognitive disorder, where there's an impairment on performing everyday functions, including multitasking. What are some of the strategies people can use if they do find they're overwhelmed when there's loads of things that are happening all at once?
Look, I would probably recommend that under those circumstances, the folks, if they get a lot on and they find that they're trying to juggle too much or too many tasks at the same time, would be simply to break it down and say, well, maybe find a dual task, maybe not the most efficient way of doing things. Let's prioritise the task that I've got to do. What's the most important thing I need to get off my plate at the moment? And perhaps just simply focus on a single task and see that through to completion and then perhaps move on. I that would be probably my advice, not just to folks with perhaps neurocognitive challenges, but anyone for that matter who's finding it quite difficult to function because they're kind of overloaded, if you like.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's sort of, it is sort of things that we could do across the board, regardless of what we're experiencing, what we're living with, that I appreciate. So thanks, Peter, for breaking it down, because it made me think about multitasking and how your mind works. And you've done it in a way that sort of explains it even better than I could have ever imagined. So I appreciate your time joining us here on Joy Drive.
Cheers. Thanks, Connor. It's a pleasure. I hope it was helpful.
That was Peter Wilson, Professor of Developmental Psychology at Australian Catholic University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.